A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Since the Passover, the Jews was near. Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and the oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here, and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of sacred scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this. They came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In our spiritualist rather than religious age, celebrating the feast of the dedication of a church makes no sense, because to the mindset of the spiritual, praying in the backyard or in their hammock is just as important as coming into a building. But a building has been consecrated by God, just like priests are anointed with sacred chrism, just like confirmandi are anointed with sacred chrism. Churches are anointed with sacred chrism. Altars are bathed in it in order to make it a special place for the encounter with God. When we celebrate the feast of the dedication of St. John Lateran, or on November 28th when we celebrate the feast of the dedication of St. Anthony's, we're celebrating more than a building. We're celebrating a place of encounter with God. This is something that we as Catholics today, called to help the world to become truly religious, need to recognize and live more as we go out to evangelize the spiritualist world. What's the fundamental difference between being spiritual and religious? Spiritual, they recognize God exists, they want to have some relationship with Him, but they essentially want to have that relationship on their own terms. The religious person, on the other hand, is someone who recognizes God exists, wants to have a relationship with Him, but seeks to do it on the Lord's terms. And the Lord has created a system in which there are special places where we go to worship. We can't pray to Him anywhere in the globe, but there are special places that are holy. Just like Moses was told to take off his sandals before the burning bush on Mount Sinai, because the place he was holy ground. Just like Jesus drove the money changers from the portico of the temple, because that was holy ground. So we have to get our imagination and our hearts and our heads around the fact that this is holy ground, that St. John Lateran Basilica is holy ground. We need to have a reverence for God who comes to meet us in these very places. That's the first thing we're called to reflect upon today. But there's a deeper reality at the same time, which is not something that negates what we've just said, but intensifies it. In the second reading today, or let's start with the gospel. Jesus, as holy as the temple in Jerusalem was, said that it was pointing to another temple. That temple was the temple of his own body, which would be destroyed, but in 3 days raised up. The history of the Lateran is one in which it suffered fires that's burned it to the ground, earthquakes. It's basically been taken down and rebuilt 5 times in its history. It's a symbol of the resurrection. Jesus' body is the temple, which is one of the reasons why when you enter St. John Lateran Basilica through the main doors, you enter literally under a huge statue of the risen Christ. because to enter into his body is to enter into the church, and to enter into the church is to enter into his body. The more we come to reverence the places where he encounters us, the more we will come to reverence his body. And the third reality we see in the second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, where he says, you are God's temple. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? The temple of God which you are is holy. That just as Jesus became a dwelling place of God, so we are called to be a dwelling place of God. We are supposed to be holy ground. We are supposed to be sacred as much as this place is sacred. But if we don't reverence this place, we're not really going to reverence God's body, and we're not really going to reverence ourselves. In the midst of this spiritualist world, oftentimes it's Platonic thinking that we are our souls, that our bodies are whatever we want to do with. If we want to get fat, fine. If we want to become anorexic and bulimic, fine. If we want to pierce ourselves up and down, fine. If we want to get all types of tattoos all over ourselves, fine. Because it's ours, we think. It's not a place of the encounter with God. It's something for which we exclusively are the owners, not even the stewards. This is something that a feast like today helps us to recognize. Just like we're never going to be able to pray always unless we find certain times where we specifically focus on that conversation with God. So we're never going to be able to reverence ourselves as a temple unless we're able to do it through the analogy of reverencing actual places as temples where God comes to encounter us, places that are in fact sacred. Today is an opportunity in which God is giving us the grace for this triple reality of the temple. But there's one last thing that I want to focus on from today's first reading. That image, that vision that the Lord allowed the prophet Ezekiel, foretelling the water that would flow from the right side of Jesus, the temple and the cross, that would vivify the church's entire sacramental system and irrigate spiritually the entire world. There is something that's supposed to happen from our churches, and there is something that's supposed to happen from us as the temple of the Lord. We're supposed to be pierced, and from that piercing, we're supposed to give life to the world. It's not enough for us to just come into this building to worship God. From the eastern side, flowing down, there needs to be life-giving water. This points to the new evangelization. In the same way with us, we need to be opened up to give up what is already flowing inside. Jesus had said about us in his dialogue with the Samaritan woman at the well, the one who really believes in him will have a stream of living water flowing up to eternal life within. We're supposed to be opened and allow that font that's within, that font of the Holy Spirit, to overflow, to start to roll down, to give life to all those we encounter, even when we go into the desert of the Arapa, or city projects, or places where God seems to be absent. That there is supposed to be this overflow of our own encounter with the Lord. As Jesus fills us with that life-giving font in the sacrament of the Eucharist, as we become one with the Lord Jesus, as we literally contemplate not only his word, but the word made flesh, become one temple, in other words, with him. Let us ask him to make us fruitful in this way, in the midst of a dry spiritualist world.